Just going to say a few words before we go, before I ask for a volunteer. I think a lot of what I do here is just repeat myself, which is good. A lot of what I that proves it. A lot of what I say here is I just repeat myself. Would you like me to repeat that? What we are doing here, to reiterate, is about a particular state of embodied consciousness that we are inviting ourselves to do, to engage in, to inhabit. And for me, when I live into this, what it requires is this shift in orientation from outer to the inner, where there is no inner and outer. The inner that includes the outer. But the inner is the prior space. That whenever you ask a question, whenever you're in an exercise, whenever you're in exchanging conversation with anybody, anytime, the invitation is, can you remember to orient your consciousness, to come back to it, to remember the experience of the energetic feeling state now, and to recognize when the mind draws us into wanting questions answered regard to what do I do, whatever it is. I'm not even sure how to say what examples the mind says. But just to be aware of, to remember, am I present in my alive, now, body, feeling state, now with you in life? So it's just one form of the repetition I wanted to say. So having said that, this practice is the same practice as compassionate healing, whether it's with another person, where there's another person's presence supporting the other in their internal unfolding, or whether it's something that I do or one does within oneself as an internal practice. The tracking, with a specific emphasis on, you could begin with, if you wanted to look at whatever page 35 that it's on. So the beginning place is always, perhaps, the immediacy of experiencing. We can start with right now, without even necessarily, say, bringing into your mind an experience that you had in which you were activated, something like that. You can do that. That is an entryway for this practice. But another entryway is right now. Just right now, what are you experiencing? And then the tracking is recognizing the distinct but interrelated zones of experiencing. Is this part of what you're sharing with me, your internal world? Is this an aspect of thinking, judging, protection? Can you recognize that? The self-recognition is a very important part. And not necessarily in that order, I'm just doing it in that order. Is there any sense in your experiencing now that you experience as vulnerable, open, tender, the qualities of vulnerability? Is there any part of your experiencing now that is a sense of, as a resonance of your heart, just your heart reverberating in love and compassion, in the energy of longing that seeks no object? So this is the inquiry in this. So that's what I'll be doing here. So I'm wondering if there's anyone who would like to volunteer to work with me. Let's begin with a checking in, just asking you how you are right now.
Yeah, right now feel a bit my heart was stronger than usual. Yeah, I'm a bit intimidated because I feel what I want to share is very precious, very vulnerable, and brings me to unknown places. I'm afraid of.
So the energy you're feeling that you're calling intimidation is touching into something you're sensing precious in you. And in that, I'm hearing that it's unknown. You're not knowing what's there, and so.
And I'm afraid of it.
And you're afraid of it, so there's fear there too.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, let's just begin. We've begun already. So can you help me just to connect with what's going on in you? Is there something that you're aware of that was a stimulus for this, or is it just whatever you're feeling now?
Yeah, the stimulus was the situation just before, with the song.
Okay. What specific part of that, if there is one, you can identify that stimulated this?
Yeah. The stimulation was how we made up the song, and the fact that we wanted to sing it, the three of us, in the beginning. And at one point, we had to train, and I said to the group, for me it's so important to train for this song because the lyrics, they go fast, and if we're not trained, like, we don't understand, so I want to offer something understandable and beautiful. So if we're not trained, the three of us, I can't sing. And the night where we trained...
I'm sorry, but... I'm not really comfortable with this subject because it's awake.
Yeah. Well,
my inner experience is not the same.
Reality, which can be different from the ones of Pierre, in my understanding, that may be different. When I arrived here, I had this clarity that okay, we agreed in my own reality. That was the two of us. So. When I had this opportunity to, this invitation to do the three of us, I was confused and angry.
Yeah.
I was like...
Well, that's what you were feeling then. You're recalling the stimulus, so you're sharing with me what the past stimulus was.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were confused and angry.
And angry, and I felt this angriness, so I spent time with it. And I felt powerful to express it in front of the group. I felt shame, and I said, this is not in an NVC place, you can't be angry like this. And well, it was unconscious. I didn't tell myself that, but I could feel afterwards that something inside of me held the anger. And this, what I want to talk about, because it's all about taking my my place and assuming what is alive in me.
Yeah.
And and I can see the protective part that protects me and the others of this power that could...
So what I'm hearing is you're remembering all of this that took place, and somehow it's linked to what you're feeling right now.
Yeah.
I want to stay in the present moment.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Yeah.
So when you remember that, what comes up in you right now?
Oh, yeah. There's this kind of a glimpse of regret.
Regret.
Regret not to have expressed this this energy, because I trust that... When it is expressed, then something is finding the place. So right now there's a kind of regret and confusion.
So you're regretful, and when you say regret, do you feel the sensing inside of you with the experience of regret.
Yeah, something heavy on my heart.
Okay.
Acidic in my stomach.
Okay. And that's the sensation of regret, to be heavy in your heart, acidy in your stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. And the meaning that you're giving to that is regret.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can sense also something very cold inside of me.
Cold.
Yeah, like
okay.
That doesn't want to sense, yeah. To feel.
Kind of holding, stiff, cold.
More like anesthesia.
Anesthesia. So it's kind of numb.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, just notice that this is a physical sensation. Notice that this is part of you that is held in, kind of, we call contracted or protective. It's just to be able for you to identify that this is the part of your experience that is in this protective part. Heavy, cold, numb, all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to notice that. And as you notice it, you're just bringing a gentle awareness to this part of you. And just stay there and wait with it. Share with me what comes up.
I can feel warmth here.
Okay.
And I am more aware of something rude inside of me, like slightly anger.
Okay.
Something.
Some energy.
Yeah, some energy of.
A force.
Rudeness.
Rudeness.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
Maybe it's so, an evaluation.
Yeah, well, rudeness is a. Notice that that's a thought.
Yeah, it's a thought.
It's an evaluation of something.
Yeah.
So I'm just helping you to track. This is a thought, an interpretation of a feeling. Now, what does rude mean to you in your thoughts? It means something.
Yeah, some kind of a cold power.
Cold power. Okay. So you feel, you have an experience that you identify as rude. When you say cold power, is that what it feels like energetically?
It's like a tension.
Tension.
A tension.
Yeah, okay.
Like a narrowness.
Narrowness, yes.
Something is closed.
Okay. Yeah. So, this is just a space to sit with it, be with it. So breathing changes, there's tears. Share with me what you're experiencing.
Yeah. Just to name the something is closed.
Say that again.
Just to name that something is closed inside of me.
Closed.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
It brings some emotion.
Yeah.
Something released.
Release.
Relax.
Relax. Okay. So the emotion is a sense of relief, release.
Yeah.
And you feel this release, relaxation.
Yeah.
You've been holding something.
Yeah, exactly.
And the body is more relaxed.
Yeah, I can feel a warmth in my stomach. I am more aware about my legs, about my arms. There's this thought coming,
yeah.
Saying I don't know where I go.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Again, I just heard you acknowledge this is a thought, and you just notice that the thought is there, and then I don't know where this is going. Mm-hmm. And then stay in the body.
And getting more aware about my environment, the group, the sounds, something peaceful. Feelings of my back from the chair.
Where are you now? How do you feel?
Here in this spot is very active. There's a lot of warmth.
Warmth.
Yeah.
And the quality of the emotion and the warmth.
There's some kind of awareness.
Physical warmth, and there's awareness. There isn't, I mean, sorry, emotional quality in that. Is it content, peaceful? Just retract this and notice, and every once in a while you widen the context of your awareness of the life experience that you started with.
Yeah.
And bring your attention to the life experience you started with while you maintain this.
Yeah.
And just be aware of what's happening in you.
Anything wants to roar.
Roar. An energy. Intensity. Yeah.
I feel like my head is getting more... be red, I don't see my face, but
yeah.
This is more blood or more...
Feels like there's more blood. As if it has a color of red. Okay. You just let yourself be with that energy. Surrender to it. Are you feeling softer?
Yeah, I feel warmer.
Warmer?
Yeah.
Okay. The flow, is there something moving more
yeah.
The flow?
My whole body is like warm. There's a movement.
Movement.
Yeah. Intensity.
Intensity.
A density.
Density?
Yeah. I'm feeling
like
more
heavier.
Yeah. There's more awareness in each part of the body.
Okay. So a heightened awareness.
Yeah. this calm thought coming, saying, "This is my power."
This is my power.
Okay.
Isn't that thought an expression of your feeling?
Yeah, like I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you.
I miss my power.
Oh, okay. Sense of how precious your power is, how precious you are in your power, how beautiful that is, and you long for it.
Yeah, and I long to be seen, respected, and honored.
So long to be seen, you in your power, you as yourself fully.
Yeah.
I want that to be recognized and seen.
And that includes my limits and my...
Is that the recognition and the acceptance of the limits that you have?
And my sensitivity.
And your sensitivities. So you want to experience this awareness of you and your sensitivities. Acceptance, recognition. And I'm guessing that there's a part of you that wants that from others.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. There's a little hope inside of me that it will come from outside.
Yes, a little hope.
Yeah. Thank you for naming that.
And what do you want from yourself?
I love it to express it.
So you want to be able to feel the trust and confidence that allows you to express it?
Yeah. And I want to rely on it, to rely on its sensitivity and to find my, there's a word for that, self-leadership, like they said.
Safe leadership?
Yeah, but you have a word on it.
Yeah. Is it you want to be able to rely on this as your own sensitivity and power? And you say safe leadership, is that you want to express it with care?
Yeah.
For others.
It's careful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I can see something that is striking outside of me an authority
yeah.
that could have the right answer for my own experience. Mm-hmm. And for example, before seeing you saying, okay, is that okay? Is that okay? So I realized that I gave you my power.
Yeah.
And it was not okay for me. I had also this tension inside of me. And I would love to be capable to see it and to express it and to rely on it.
To be reliant on your own sense of yourself,
yeah.
your own
yeah.
feeling of your own power.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want that from yourself and for yourself.
Yeah.
Sense in the body and the feeling of this wanting, this longing to be in your own power and rely on it and not rely on something outside. Do you feel like
yeah.
in the body?
I feel some relaxation, but I don't feel what's coming and
yeah.
going and coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now it's more like something peaceful.
Something peaceful. Okay. So in all of this, you just, I notice you just sort of, it moves. You're with it, you're tracking the movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something is coming, okay, something tasty.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, to be able to be in silence while being present with me. Be in silence in the group or in front of you. While being in touch with my sensations.
Yeah.
I feel the some kind of I don't have the word, but it's good.
Mm.
It's good not to have to be so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A sense of there's a kind of a possibility, a confidence in being silent
yeah.
and resting in that, and not being so quick.
Yeah.
It's it feels good. It's it tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this linked to the sense of confidence in your own power, reliance on you and not reliance on something outside of you.
Yeah, I can rely on my reason.
Your own rhythms.
Reason, yeah.
Yes.
This morning I realized that it was fast.
Too fast.
Too fast for me.
Yeah.
I realized I had the outside was fast for me, the inside also, because I had an agenda. We will play this song this
yeah.
morning.
Yeah.
So I had this reason that was not anymore actual, that was not anymore what I was experiencing at the moment of the taking a decision. And savoring the
yeah.
capacity to stay slowly with
yeah.
what's going on.
In that sense, you feel that savoring in the body and the warmth, this capacity to stay with the, what's going on, slow, stay with it.
Yeah, and I can sense as well there's so much happening in the silence. There's really deep peace and moments where I don't know.
So in the silence sounds to me, it's very rich, so much. There's deep peace, and then there's a space where you don't know.
Yeah.
This open space, not knowing.
Yeah.
And you are here in your presence in this space.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And as you say that, I'm sensing that this is peaceful for you.
Yeah.
And do you also, I'm just guessing, do you also feel a sense of strength or presence?
Yeah.
You feel that in the body. We don't have to name it, but just for the sake of the process around naming, we name it, then we let it go. That this, I'm sensing, is you, this experience, or you are inhabiting the space of you, your essence. It's just there, not a lot of thoughts, presence, peace, strength.
If I go deeper in that sensation, I feel a little bit a feeling of uncomfortable.
Yeah. And you notice.
Yeah.
When you go deeper into it, there's something that's activated in you that you feel as uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Some energy. Do you feel the energy of it? Of uncomfortable? Is it something you feel?
Yeah, that's something that pull me out of me.
Okay.
Yes, by moments.
Now. So here's a sense of me, of right now in our time together here, is that there's a possibility of just completing this right now, in the sense that you've connected to something in yourself that you really long for, that's very important about you, reliability of your own strength, your own power. And this is something just, as you live in this, it grows. You are allowing it to grow, to strengthen.
Yeah.
Are you okay if we bring this to a close?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Share what's you're experiencing now, what's with you from being present to the process.
Just from my brain, the intention was to somehow track certain areas.
The intention was to support Nans in connecting with himself.
Okay.
Part of which was to support him in tracking it.
And the difference to yesterday?
Very little.
Okay.
It's a slightly different intention, with the more conscious recognition of this is, I have a thought, I'm in the protection zone, or I'm sensing more vulnerability here, or I'm in my pure essence. It's that ability to consciously recognize when one is in an experience.
Okay.
Let me check with you, Nans. I don't know if you experienced that, but just check with you if that was an aspect of what you experienced, is the ability to recognize and track. And how was it or not, if it was, helpful to you to be able to recognize those different zones.
It gives me some some levels, some ideas of where I am.
Would that be an orientation?
Orientation.
Yeah.
Markers.
Markers. Give me a clue of where I am.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, and it was very, very good to feel the different spaces inside of me, the narrowness, confusion, tension, or more vulnerability, and some spaces more open. And also it gives me a sense of ownership.
Ownership, yes.
Yeah. Be clearly able to hold my inner reality.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. Anyone else has any response?
I'm very touched by the relationship between power and vulnerability. How much power is in the vulnerability?
Yeah.
I'm really so moved by that.
Did everyone say it louder, please?
I am very moved and touched by the relationship between vulnerability and power, how much power there is in the vulnerability.
The way I would experience that and verbalize exactly what you're saying is that power is energy, it's life energy. And when I feel my vulnerability, I'm open to feeling a flow that I don't feel when I'm contracted and protected. And sometimes the mind, the protection part of the mind, when I feel this power, this vulnerability, says, uh-oh, this is frightening, this is dangerous to feel my own power. Various thoughts and stories will go with the part of the protector mind when it starts to feel vulnerability and power. But it's, I agree, I think it's very powerful.
I was very, very touched and inspired by the connection to this intensity, and also like I was seeing like my body that like had a natural tendency of breathing into that that intensity, you know, like. It was like so intense that I could see like the places in me that wanted to contract.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I really was into this conscious action of breathing into that, you know. And also, yeah, there is like a big mourning in me because I see like how disconnected I am from this intensity also.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, and there is a part that is like hopeless in me, you know, of connecting to those parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was at the same. I'm mourning, you know, when I see the easiness with which Nance was like able to access this place, and at the same time, very like a lot of mourning that I'm telling to myself that I'm not able to connect to this intensity.
And that mourning and the hopelessness and the not able to is an indication of your longing to connect to something that is alive and intensity and power.
And yet I'm also like able to give myself compassion for all the spaces of fear and all the protection that is there. You know?
Yeah.
So, give me
Yes.
I have an experience now with you both, and it was crazy. It starts when I was outside with Lars, and we speak with each other, and it's a very touched moment, and then I told him my story and an experience of me, and remember me, what you say to me. I want to do, I come to the farm, and I have the feeling I've lost you in this moment, and I was a little bit unsure, and unsure, and then you both started, and in the beginning I feel your pain, and there was a moment I was so connected with you, and I feel that you say, I heard that you say it's warm, and it's things sometimes it like it's good, and I feel the pain, and I feel the pain there, and then there was quiet, was silence, and Robert asked you, what is it now, tell me, what is it now, that you say, I mean you say, I don't feel the power, and then you start to cry. It was crazy, I have to laughing. Because I was so happy that you go with this emotion. It's crazy that I have to laugh. I go, hey man, what you do now? You're laughing here. I don't know, it was so crazy. And everything in me has to be happy. It must be happy then. Stupid walk. It was so happy. So fun. Connected with you.
I want you all to have an opportunity to practice this before lunch, so we have about 50 minutes before lunch, 45, about 50 minutes. So I want to say just one thing about the process that I think is important, is that, I don't know if you remember, that at a certain point Nance was, before he cried, he was in touch with a sense of power. And he said, I want to, I don't remember the words, but I have this urge to express it.
To roar.
To what?
To roar.
Roar, that's it. And then I want you to notice that at some point, there are some processes would encourage him to roar. He said, well, then do it. But my sense is I didn't do that. My sense is the reason I didn't do that is because what I call enacting it is roaring, and it would prevent him from getting to the core of what's behind the urge to roar, which he got to when he cried. So this is a very important thing, that I feel this. There's a difference between catharsis. This is not catharsis, which is the roaring would be, and feeling into a relationship with the subtle energies. So there's certain body exercises, movements, body activities that focus on moving or expressing outwardly. Those are valuable. And I want to make a distinction between that and what we're doing here. That we can call it kinesthetic, you know. And this I would label aesthetic. It's the aesthetic engagement with subtle energies that does not involve expressing and moving it, or screaming, or all that. So there's a very important difference in the relationship to subtle energies in this work. I just want to identify that and differentiate it from other processes that have their own value. Okay, so I would love for you all